BMS Master Triple Gem. Then after that, we will do the official puja. Bedang kecil ini. Demang kecil ini. Sanghang kecil ini. Okay. We will now start the official puja offering. Yeah? We will chant Namo Tassa three times. Yeah? Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Okay, who hasn't liked before, huh? Anybody else? Everybody liked before, yes, Susan, huh? Ah, Sue, come, Sue and Susan, come. Each person liked one item, huh? Candle and incense, huh?
You want either the candle or the incense. Each person might not like Father,
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. 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 Okay. I slowly, don't worry. Slowly, yeah. So next time you got to be more steady. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got three more. Oh, okay. Slowly, yeah. Slowly. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. This jasmine is very fragrant. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Oh, yeah. Over there. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah. You can go back to your seat. Then you can start over. Puja. Okay, turn to page 4. And they are caught in a jam. They are still at 1U there. Because the rain, traffic I think is quite bad. Luckily you all came out early. Okay, page 4, we will chant the Vandana. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panasi pata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Adinadana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Kamesu micacara veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Musawada veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Suramiraya macapama dathana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Vivachanda padipapuja on the offering. Ganna sarapaditena dite satanama dangsina ti loka dipang sambuddhang pujayami samonudang. Ganda sabara yudhena dopena hang sukang hina pujaye pujaniyang tang puja bhajana muttamang. Vanna ganda gunopetang etang kasuma santatin pujayami munindasa siri pada sarorohe puje mi buddhang kasumena nena punnena matena cha hotu mokhang bhupang milayati yatta idam me คายโยตัตตายัสสีวินาสภาวังอาดีวาสิตุโนปันเตปานิยังปริกปิตังอนุกัมปังอุปาทายะปัจจังหาตุมุตตมังWe will turn to the last page, and we will chant the aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of such offering. Significance of offering of light, page 18. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring all the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind.And help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fire of all defilement within our mind. Significance of offering of incense.May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma.So that we can diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruitfulness of those. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body.So that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond free nirvana. Making a overall expression. By the power of all these merits, born of this offering, may our spiritual faculty of sada, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya.Be further strengthened until they become balanced. Then we will make the sharing and transfer of merits. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Can you pay respect to all theBuddha, Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. We will chant the Mahayana and after that we will pay respect to Tripajana. Namo Bansu Si Jiha Moni Pho. Namo Bansu Si Jiha Moni Pho. Namo Bansu Si Jiha Moni Pho. Namo Quan Si Ling Pu Sa. Namo Quan Si Ling Pu Sa.Namo Quan Si Ling Pu Sa. Namo Pu Sien Pu Sa. Namo Pu Sien Pu Sa. Namo Pu Sien Pu Sa. Namo Pho Pu Sa. Namo Pho Pu Sa. Namo Pho Pu Sa. Okay, we will chant the Thai tradition to pay respect to Tripajana. Arahang Samma Sambuddho BhagavaBuddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami Supatipanno Bhagavata Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami Okay, let's be seated. Since today is Kuan Yin Tan, it's next week, not this Tuesday. Oh, next Tuesday. I almost mixed it up. So today is a usual Tuesday class. Okay. So next Tuesday, remember, we will do the chanting of the Heart Sutta and the Great Compassionate Mantra, Tabeto. So that one we will do it next week. Next week is, today is the 31st. So on the 7th. Yeah, good. We are 5th is Sunday. So okay, today we will do our usual meditation. So now, for those who are new, I will give some instructions. But I think all of you have been here before. So if you already know how to develop the meditation, you can straight away start. Then I will just give you some very brief instructions. Okay, we are off the line. Okay, for those who already know how to meditate, you straight away, you can start. For those who are still quite new and still need to train your mind, you can develop your own skillful means to train your mind to be aware, to be heedful, then after that to stabilize it. The most important training is of course to decondition the heedless thinking. So you need to use the mind sweeping method combined with loving kindness or metta. You proceed with that training. Then after that, when your mind has become more and more subtle or peaceful, then you can straight away develop the training of the mind to be mindful and stabilize it. Any of the object of meditation that you are familiar with, you can use them. You can either try anapanasati, which is the mindfulness of the in and out breath, or you can also use the traditional rising and falling of the abdomen that some of you have learned from the Mahasi method. Or you can also use the Mahayana chanting. Then some who are familiar with the dynamic meditation, you can use it. All these are just skillful means to train the mind so that this mind is peaceful, aware and silent within, and our training here is to stabilize it. The key understanding is the five mental hindrance will be there to hinder your mind from becoming peaceful and making it heedless is because your five spiritual faculties are not strong, not stable. So bear that in mind. In your daily life, when you are at home, your religious routine, and when you come here, you determine to strengthen your spiritual faculties, starting with the faith, sadha, leading to virya. Then constantly reflect and contemplate on who the Buddha is, how special he is, and how great he is. when you zero in on his teaching, how wonderful the teaching is, how it can actually bring about transformation of mind, liberation of mind, leading to enlightenment in the here and the now, and how you can free your mind. And through this, how your mind need not suffer anymore, so that you will have the wisdom to understand life and to live life beautifully. So through this understanding, your faith in the Buddha and his teaching will be unshakable. Then it will drive you to cultivate virya, will arise. Then that virya will actually develop the spiritual zeal or energy to drive you to cultivate the next spiritual faculty, which is the deep. So now I just give you a very brief training of the mind. For those who need the mind sleeping method, you just silence everything, relax body and mind, silence your mind, then close your eyes, feel your forehead, just feel, don't do anything, feel. You can detect any tension, any stress within, or any what they call tightness. You just relax, 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 and relax them all. Then you move your attention down to your eye muscle. Do the same. Relax every part of it. Then you can move it down. Yes, come in, come in. Yeah, come in, yes, come in. Yeah. Then you can move it down to your facial muscle. Feel. Just feel it. And relax every part of the facial muscle, every strand of the muscle. Then you can combine with loving kindness. You can visualize yourself facing a mirror, radiating a radiant smile. Then you can smile, there is joy. When there is joy, there is happiness, there is no stress. That's why naturally all of your facial muscles will be in a state of relax. Then you can radiate loving kindness to yourself. Learn how to love yourself. You visualize yourself, your entire body and mind. Then you radiate. You recite as follows. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy. Free from all harm and danger. Free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May its mind state to be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May it keep itself happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within our hearts. Then you can relate the same metta to your loved ones. It can be your parents, your brother, sister, your good friend, or somebody you have great respect and love for. May my loved ones too be well and happy, well and happy. Feel the well-being and happiness within your entire body and mind and radiate to them. You visualize them and you radiate this love over to them. May they all too be free from all forms of suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harms and danger. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. And may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their heart. Then you can radiate this same metta to all beings within this vicinity, known and unknown, seen and unseen, and to all our Kalinamitas and Dhamma friends. May they all too be well and happy, free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harms and danger. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, May there be peace and may there be joy deep within your heart. Then you can extend this same metta to all beings within the vicinity of SS2, Putrajaya, Selangor, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, Mother Earth, our solar system, our galaxy, our Milky Way. Then we can extend it to the entire universe. May all beings within the entire universe, may they all too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May they all too be without enmity, without ill will and untrouble. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within the heart. And may all beings throughout the entire existence too be well and happy, well and happy, free from all fear, worry and anxiety. May they all too have love and be loved. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. Then you can come back to your facial muscle, feel. Don't think, just feel, relax everything. Then you move your attention now to your neck, feel, relax. Shoulder, feel, relax. Hand, feel, relax. Back to shoulder. Then you move it to your heart area, your chest. Again, you feel. You can detect your heartbeat or any vibration within your heart area. Just silent and feel. If you are still new, you cannot, it's okay. You just relax every part of your heart area. Like you relax your forehead, you just relax, relax. Feel them suddenly, relax. Then you move your attention down to your stomach, feel, relax. Abdomen, feel, relax. Buttock, feel, relax. And your leg. Then you can reverse this whole cycle of my sweeping method from the leg upward. You feel them and relax into them. Buttocks, do the same. Then abdomen, feel, relax. Stomach, feel, relax. Back to heart area, feel, relax. And shoulder, hand, back to shoulder, neck, feel, relax. Then your facial muscle, feel, relax. Then eye muscle, do the same. Then your forehead. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. Then you can go back to your anapanasati or whatever skillful means that you have developed to actually stabilize your mindfulness or silent awareness within. By now you should be able to do it. And for those who are not familiar with anapanasati, you just do like you use the training to train your mind through the mind sweeping method. Instead of feeling your forehead, now you feel your breathing. You maintain attention in front of your nostril, just silent everything, don't try to know. Then allow the awareness to detect the breathing. Just breathe in, breathe out normally. The breath, because it is always within the moment. So the moment your awareness is aware of it, you just follow it. Like the Buddha said, breathing in, aware. Breathing out, aware. Just maintain awareness, that's it. Every time the mind wanders off, patiently bring it back. Expect it to wander many, many times if you are new. Then not long, this training will stabilize. Then when you are able to develop this anapanasati, your mind will become very different. It will enter the state of inner peace, leading to inner calmness. Then sati stabilize, the mind settle down. and develop a type of peace they call piti. Piti is a spiritual calmness, spiritual rapture. And this piti, when it arises, especially if you are having it for the first time, you will feel very good. That mind state is very calm, very soothing, very beautiful. And that joy that arises from the trained mind in the meditative state, that is aware, is very quiet, very peaceful. Then you continue to relax and stabilize it. Not long after a while, your breathing will become like long breath. Like everything that is going on within this breath, your awareness will be fully aware of it. And that mindfulness of that deep breath will make you very calm and very peaceful. Then you relax deep into it. The first support for meditation is relax. So whatever mind state that arises, whether it leads to absorption or concentration, you just relax into it. When you are able to relax into it, your mind becomes different. Then the piti will transform into a more refined state. Sukha can then arise. And when sukha arises, sukha is a spiritual bliss. You will feel that bliss within you, very blissful experience. And the mind becomes very quiet. Then the body like has a lot of sensation that is conditioned by this sukha or bliss. The form of mind that goes through will understand. Then you continue to stabilize the anapanasati and relax deeper into it. Finally, one day, the whole of the breath will slow down until it becomes so quiet, like little or no more breathing. You can develop until that state, means your mind is already beautiful. Sati has stabilized and it has reached the point of pasati. Pasati is tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, the final mind, the meditative mind. The mind that is already in sati. So when you hit the pasati state, then you are already very skillful and very stable. Technically, you don't need any object of meditation already. You can just silent and be aware. You can locate your mind anywhere and it will have the ability to be aware. So not only the breathing, it can be anywhere. So just silent your mind and stay silent. Then the form of mind, everything that arises within the six sandals, the five mental aggregates of form and mind, how they arise and pass away, how they function, how you function as a human being, how your mind states follow a certain set of nature's law, which the Buddha called Citta Niyama, the dependent origination, Paticchasamuppada. All this, you will start to witness them clearly within your meditation. Okay, you continue to train your mind this way. Then for those who already know how to meditate, when you're silent, you can understand many, many things that arise within the senses. You have five physical senses and the mind door. Five plus one, you have the six sense door. So the whole of meditation is about cultivating the four foundation of mindfulness in the form of posture to develop the understanding or the wisdom that you need to realize. Then later on, as you train your mind and become very stable, this is a mind state that you need to carry over into the daily life to cultivate the daily mindfulness or sati sampajana. This is the ultimate true meditation. Okay, I'll let you all meditate on your own. Then after that, I ring the bell in about 15 minutes. Okay, you can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. Okay, now you do the invocation to the devas. Turn to page 6. I will read to you the English translation. Invocation to the devas. In the universe in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nirvana. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. Samanta Chakavalesu Atragajantu Devata Saddhamang Munin Rajasa Sunanto Sakha Mokadang Dhammanava Savanankalo Ayam Bandhata Dhamma Savanankalo Ayam Bandhata Dhamma Savanankalo Ayam Bandhata Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Iti Beso Bhagava Arahang Sama Sambuddho Ija Jana Sampanno Sugato Lokavito Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati Sattha Viva Manusanang Buddho Bhagavati Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehi Paseko Opanayiko Pachatang Veditato Vinohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Saukasango Ujupatipanno Bhagavato Saukasango Nyaya patipanno Bhagavato Saukasango Samichi patipanno Bhagavato Saukasango Yadidang chattari purisa yokkani Ata purisa pugala Esa Bhagavato Savaka Sango Ahuneyo Dahuneyo Dakineyo Anjali Karaneyo Anutarang Punyankitang Lokasati Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Here is the respect my voice to the Buddha. Without Jamie. Dhammang Pacayami. สังฆังปะเยมิโอเค can we sit down okay now we will continue with our second session Second session, we normally start out with meditation reporting. Whatever meditation reporting that you want to do, followed by Q&A, question and answer. Then we will discuss the Dhamma after that. We're supposed to start what they call the Diamond Sutta. I think that one we may have to wait till I come back from my holiday, end of May. I'll be away from 4th to 23rd of May. Then on the 1st and 2nd, also I'll be away. I have to go to Penang together with one classmate. This one only arranged today. I haven't told my wife or not. He called me out. He said, you free on Labor Day or not? I said, what is it? He said, we go Penang. I said, okay, we go Penang. Just for the weekend. I think Labor Day is Friday, if I'm not wrong. Friday. Then Saturday, Sunday, just nice. He has been actually calling me out many times already. He said, when are you free? I every time tell him, before. Then suddenly he called today, he said, first is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he said. But I say, on the 4th, I will be flying off to London now to go for the cruise. So I need to come back one day earlier. So I think on the 2nd I should be back. So I rest one day on the 3rd and 4th. I'll be away again. So the whole of May, I think, almost 1st to 23rd, I won't be around. So like I said, you can do your own self-practice, own cultivation. That will be very useful. Okay, where's the wireless mic? Anybody wants to report their meditation or ask any question, you can. Hui Ling, long time haven't seen you. You got anything to report on? No. Oh, before I forgot, we have a new Prayanamita today. She's on Plank Susan at the back. So you all can get to know her. Some of you who attend the Thursday class, I think, know her. Tomasuri, Dion, and I think Sua. Oh, you haven't been to Thursday class. You haven't seen her. Oh. The day the Clank talk, you didn't go. Oh yeah, you forgot. Actually not around because... Oh, he's back today. Oh, Sadhu. So you tell her she has to actually come fast. No, the book, somebody wanted it already. The Diamond Sutta book. Nimeha. Ayo, Yun-chan, Yun-chan, need your favor, the Diamond Sutta, any more extra copy? They have go and get another 5 copy, 5 or 6 copy maybe, because Chin Hun also asked, then now Alicia also don't have, then this one I promised Chui, I had to keep for Chui. Maybe it is just 4 ringgit, is it? 6 ringgit. I think you get 10. You get 10 copies. Because Susan also don't have the Diamond Sutta, the commentary by Master Chen Hua. We will be starting that one end of May. And that one, I think, you will learn a lot of new things. Yeah, this diamond sutta is another very special sutta. We have gone through heart sutta. Heart sutta is very beautiful. That one also consists of one of the special Mahayana sutta that they classify as Panya Paramita. If you want to perfect your wisdom, you have to read this sutta. You have to understand this sutta. You have to penetrate this sutta. And the Diamond Sutta is also one of the Prajna Paramitas, one of the sutta to perfect wisdom. That's why these are very special suttas. Then it is called diamond because it is supposed to be very hard. The hardest of all metal, the diamond can cut through everything. So it's another way of explaining to you that the wisdom born of the penetrative understanding of the Diamond Sutta is like a diamond, it can cut through everything. That's why they call it the Vajra Prajna Paramita. Vajra is like a wisdom sword that can actually penetrate all the demons. And Huiling, the sixth patriarch, the famous sixth patriarch at the time, it was because of this Diamond Sutta. Somebody just recite the name. Then when it comes to the point where the recitation just mentioned the mind must have no dwelling, the true mind, straight away he got a very great awakening. He just become very, very happy. There was so much joy and the heart just opened up. So that's the power of the Diamond Sutta. If you cultivate before, you have the parami. The moment you listen to this sutta, it will connect you back. And there is so much joy. And it also talks about the monk. M-A-R-K. Any monk is attractive. That's why the true understanding is you have to go beyond duality, beyond any monk. Anything like the Tao, anything that can be described or spoken is not the true Tao. So anything that has a monk is not the true Dhamma. All these are the thought one, related to the thought. Creation, manifestation, no reality. That's why the true monk is no monk. So it is found equally abstract, just like Heart Sutta. Form is emptiness, emptiness is form, for form never differ from emptiness, and emptiness never differ from form. Actually, all these are very, very abstract and very penetrative. But when you understand, the meaning is really true in its essence. But at least the Heart Sutta is part of it, the fine aggregate of form and mind. Then it zero in and explain to you why they are all empty. Whereas the Diamond Sutta is even more direct. It doesn't even talk about the five aggregate of form and mind. It's straight away go to the true mind. He talk about dwelling and monk. Then all the great beings who actually cultivate that way, penetrate the Dhamma that way, they will understand. That's why I used to tell my wife and a lot of Kainamita who actually has already developed the cultivation. All these Mahayana Sutta, they are actually written for the enlightened one because it's written by the enlightened one for the enlightened one. So it's very difficult to actually penetrate the true Mahayana Sutta If you read it literally, you can never penetrate, you can never understand. In fact, the Buddha Dhamma is also same what Sakyamuni has taught, but at least he knew at that time not easy for living being to understand. So he, before he goes into the detail of all this teaching, penetrative teaching, he actually started from base, very very basic type of teaching. All the essential Dhamma that you need to understand, you build it up from there. That's why he started the Four Noble Truths, then from there he expands the whole teaching. And all this is what Sakyamuni did. That's why Theravada, the teaching, the foundation is actually there. But Mahayana will respond to you. You go to a typical Mahayana temple, they don't seem to teach you all this basic teaching. They straight away teach you how to chant, teach you how to go into Zazen or meditation time. Then they teach you all the higher teaching. But all these higher teaching don't have the basic essential teaching. That's why those who are in the Mahayana, they actually become very confused if they cannot understand. It is a very good base to start with Theravada actually. But the danger of starting with Theravada is you attach to Theravada. Then you don't believe the Mahayana. That is the danger. A lot of Mahayana Zen master or teacher, after they have understood the thing, they realize actually the basic essential teaching of the Theravada